Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to Voice of the Cape. Drive Time on the Android platform. You can get us behind Mars. The Minority Front is to approach the SA Human Rights Commission over comments made by Economic Freedom Fighters leader Julius Malema. Online is Jonathan Anipen, spokesperson for the Minority Front. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. Hello to your listeners as well.
What has motivated the Minority Front to approach the South African Human Rights Commission? What did Mr. Malema say that got you going?
Well, firstly, we must understand that the province of KwaZulu-Natal, where the statement was made, has been wrought with political violence and severe damage from that historically. When Malema had come here with his party to celebrate their fourth birthday, he made some statements saying that, and I'm paraphrasing what he's saying now, that Indian folk abuse their black counterparts. They don't pay them wages or salaries, they give them food parcels, and they treat them like subhuman beings. For us, that is not acceptable. He also went on to say that if black folks feel like this is not changing, then they must take whatever action is necessary. Now, historically, he's also made statements calling for the reenactment of the 1949 riots, where there was severe tension between blacks and Indians, and we just cannot afford for that sort of thing to take place again in this province or in this country.
So are you, in essence, reporting him to the South African Human Rights Commission on the grounds of hate speech?
Well, we are writing at present. Our party attorneys are busy preparing those documents. And what the consequence of that complaint with the Human Rights Commission will be is still to be determined by our legal team. But we do know that by the end of tomorrow, that paper will be submitted to them. But basically what we are saying is that he needs to come out in the open and apologize to the Indian community. And what he's done is, in fact, incited hate and tension between two race groups, and the necessary must be taken against him.
There is, of course, a clause in the Constitution which directly says that a South African cannot, number one, indulge in hate speech and encourage other South Africans to commit violence.
Yes. Yes, there is. And therefore, you know, it is severe that Malema has made these accusations, and he has caused this sort of thinking amongst people. And whilst we cannot determine how people think or stop people from thinking, we can deter them from engaging in violent activity and posing threats to any particular community.
What has been the overall response to Mr. Malema's statements in KZN? Where he made them disparaging remarks about the Indian community, which is a very big and also very diverse one in that part of the world.
Well, I was the first individual, as far as I know, to come out and make a statement about it. Of course, other political parties and civil society organizations have come on board now. I don't think that the Indian community is taking it too nicely. It's not going down too well with them. But of course, there's a very strong sentiment from the Indian community in that we will not be threatened. I think that's come out very loud and clear from the various communities here. There's been support from other minority groups. And I think the message is clear. We will not be threatened. We will not be marginalized. We came here as indentured laborers. We worked. We helped this economy. And we will not be discarded, certainly not by a irresponsible leader who is just moved by sensationalism, and that's exactly what Julius Malema is.
Do you think, in a sense, he's trying to cleverly, quote-unquote, play on the fact that the Guptas in South Africa are not the flavor of the month, and if he adds a racial stereotype, maybe he can score some points?
Well, the Guptas, I must quite emphatically say, don't represent the Indians of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the Guptas have been here long before they had even been exposed. And Julius Malema is very well aware of the fact that whilst he was the youth leader of the ANC, the Guptas were still at play within the ANC. So he very well benefited from what the Guptas were doing during that time. Now when he didn't get his way with the ANC, he shouldn't be taking out his frustration on other Indians and then playing on the emotions of people because he's not getting what he wants. The Guptas have nothing to do with what the Indians historically have contributed to this country. And it may be true that there are some merchant Indians, but the majority of them are benevolent and kind, and those are the type of people who are sharing and helping and advancing. Now, you don't find Indian folk in this province going around and saying, listen, we are abused by affirmative action or broad-based black economic empowerment, and we're disenfranchised. No. We go and we train people who are younger than us, who are more inexperienced than us. We ensure that they get the jobs, and whatever's given to us, whatever our lot is, we take that and we excel with it. It is not our fault that we have that sort of aptitude and determination. We've been groomed that way.
Do you think it's highly unfortunate that Julius Malema in this case has stepped into a rather gross racial stereotype, which obviously doesn't fit everybody in the community? Every community has its bad eggs, but that's not a racial thing, that's just a human thing.
Absolutely, and you see, but like I said on other media platforms, Julius is a sensationalist. He will go to a province where there is a large white population and he'll attack whites. He'll go to a province where it's controlled by the ANC and he'll attack the ANC. He'll come to the Western Cape and he'll criticize the DA. He'll come to KZN and he'll find there's a lot of Indians here and he'll criticize them. And so what he does in the process is he plays and manipulates the emotions of the innocent, and he incites violence, he incites hate, and he really is an enemy of social cohesion. Because you cannot live in South Africa today when we are trying so hard to build a nation that is cohesive, build a nation that is united, and still go up on a global platform and then incite violence between two different races. Especially when anywhere outside, and I stand to be corrected, but the largest population of Indians outside of India is right here in this province.
Absolutely.
So you are obviously trying to change. You're obviously trying to target a specific group of people, and from the minority front side, we will not tolerate it.
And of course, I mean, if one looks at it historically, you are right. I can remember doing historical research, passenger Indians coming to Durban, I think in around about the 1840s, some of them coming to trade and some of them coming to work in the sugarcane fields, and most people actually staying behind. And what we have today are people who are as equally South African as Julius Malema may consider himself.
Precisely. And, you know, Indians up until recently never moved from this province until, you know, the iron walls of apartheid, and I say this very cautiously, had fallen. And therefore they had the opportunity to go to other provinces and gain work opportunities in other parts of the country. So essentially, they lived here in KZN, and they coexisted with a very large black population. And they stood side by side with black folk who were disenfranchised, marginalized, and treated as subhuman beings. And they fought alongside them. You have the Monty Nikers, the Fatima Mirs, you have the Yusuf Dadus, you have the Amichand Rajpansis. Those people made indelible marks in democracy. And, I mean, Mr. Rajpansi was noted to be one of the top four CODESA negotiators. And he was keenly responsible for the development of our constitution. Now, you cannot come out some years later as a young upstart and then criticize people who have made a deliberate change to this nation. It's just, it's uncanny and it's most disconcerting.
Jonathan Anipin, a Minority Front spokesperson, telling us that the Minority Front is to approach the South African Human Rights Commission over comments made by EFF leader Julius Malema over the weekend. Jonathan Anipin, thanks for chatting to us. Everything of the best.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.